Diddy ding diddy dong, welcome back to Charlie's Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie. Today, we have no guests on, unfortunately. Now, there is some issues that I would love to talk about right here, right now, on my podcast. So, let's get right into it. One being, there is already 66 million early voters that voted. 66 million, an unprecedented number for early voting. It is a fantastic number. I can't be more proud of the American people exercising their right to vote, and especially all my great women out there. Brilliant. Brilliant. Because voting is a privilege. Voting is a privilege to pick whoever you want. And picking whoever you want for critical events and critical things. Now, you need to be sure that you have the idea that they have. That you have the same ideologies that they do. And if you don't like that candidate, there's always another candidate. That other candidate may not be so big and so mighty. Just like Jo Jorgensen. She's a fantastic woman. More than you believe. She is a candidate for the United States presidency as well. She is trying to become president of the United States. She is in the Libertarian Party. As you may know, there is only two parties, only the two largest parties, which are the Democrats and the Republicans. Now, George Jorgensen is an outstanding female. She is an amazing, brilliant, talented female. I would consider her more of a politician, and a smarter politician than AOC or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. AOC has a different meaning to things than, let's say, other people. But at the same time, those people want AOC because she's a female and want her because she defeated one of the biggest candidates for the NYC congressional seat. And that's fantastic. She is an amazing politician. But George Jorgensen beats her here. Now, let's divert from politics for a minute and start coming back to my podcasts. Now, I've been doing podcasts for many months. You guys and I know I've been doing podcasts for months. I know I stopped, and I clearly stated in another podcast that I was going to take a break from doing podcasts. I am back. I am bigger than ever. I am better than ever. And I'm glad people are already playing my podcast. I am one of the largest podcast members. I don't know, just like member, or one of the largest podcasts here in South Texas. And I'm glad for that. I'm glad that people want to hear the things that I have to say. And clearly, y'all do. Because, I mean, impressive numbers. Especially with the episode of Madeline McCain, which we don't know where she is. Hopefully, she's out there alive and nothing happened to her. And as well as Ghislaine Maxwell, girlfriend of Mr. Jeffrey Epstein. Unbelievable. And then we have the brand new podcast that was aired a day ago. The Hunter Biden story and the laptop. It's sensational. It's critical thinking and about that laptop. It's just horrendous what President Trump described in that. And Rudy Giuliani having to see those text messages, inappropriate text messages, and child pornography is not good. That's why Rudy Giuliani, turned that laptop into the FBI, and to the state police of Delaware. I I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. That is your own opinion. Those are your political views. But, I mean, I've heard out there things. I know things that a lot of people don't. And I will likely share them as we go on. Whoever wins, doesn't matter who wins, I will share those things. Especially with QAnon and all these quote-unquote conspiracy theories that the media is downplaying. And it is not good that the media is downplaying it, because they say they fact-checked them. But what is there to fact-check? There is no proof if it's a conspiracy theory or if it's an actual event. And it's unbelievable that the media is downplaying it like this. Another thing... Excuse me. Over here down in South Texas, we're getting the worst of it now. We're starting to see bad things happening in South Texas with COVID and such. And there's been more increasing large amounts of infections. And it's quite believable. I mean... My city alone is 1 million people almost. Only the metropolitan area is 1 million almost. And the largest city we have down here is McAllen, which is home to 2 million people, including the metropolitan area of Edinburgh, McAllen, Farr, Donna, and Reynosa, which is a city in Mexico, which is home to 2 other million people. And, I mean, it's fantastic, but at the same time, people aren't... It's not that they're not prepared, it's that they are not being cautious. People need to learn and understand how to socially distance and how it is to properly wear a mask. The other thing is, down here, we're having social and sport events going on throughout the valley. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's a very good thing, because there's a lot of regulations that they've put in place, especially my school district, one of the largest school districts down here in South Texas, has put in place one of the strictest and safest regulations of sports that there's always going to be. And I mean, you need that. Your school needs it, because viral infections are going on around the world. And I mean, we need to put our head in the game, don't we? Now, there's many things that go on. I mean, everybody knows me as this choir kid, a large choir kid, which hopefully next year I will become the president of that organization. God giving his time, president, will be my title. As you know, we have a fine arts president on our guests of honor, Madam President Roxy, as well as, section leader Lorenzo, or Lauren, as I call him. But in any case, we need to wait patiently for the outcome of things. Hopefully I get the title. Hopefully everything goes well. And these podcasts, I am feeling sensational about these podcasts. These podcasts have made me a better person and a more open and free person than before. It is because people love hearing me, and it is because I have the courage to actually talk up and not be silent like other people. But in any case, thank you guys very much for watching. This whole podcasting is a very good experience for me. And I thank you very much. Have a great day.